Good time of year here, Joe.
You're right, Woody. Man, it's great. Just think about that. Hockey, I don't know when they started this thing. Maybe they do it every year, and we're just – every team plays tonight. Every team plays tonight, and they staggered the games a little bit. So the Panthers play at 6:30. They play one of the earliest games, and then they go right into on the West Coast late tonight. You'll be able to
we
watch
like
hockey.
Early games. Early games are good, by the way.
Yeah, we like
whenever
anything
an
early.
Game
yeah.
In there.
So and then on top of that, a game I'm really looking forward to watching, and Knicks and Celtics. Celtics are going to be really good. The Knicks will be in. I think they are the two best teams in the East.
I think the Knicks took an enormous step back with the trade that they made, but just my opinion.
Okay. We'll see.
The Knicks were tough, man. They had some dogs on that team, and you bring in Karl Anthony Towns, who was just the ultimate soft player. It'll be interesting to see how that thing goes over there.
Everybody's looking for three-point shooters, brother.
I suppose so.
By the way, Spo was like didn't like that too much. About this game's not about analytics and it's not a math class. He didn't like that shoot threes and defend and percentages of shots and doesn't want mid range shots and he just wants shots close to the basket or dunks. And he's like, this isn't a math class. Well, Spo and the Heat will start it up tomorrow. But yeah, tonight will be fun. Get a look and. First of many games, Knicks and Celtics. We've got University of Miami and FSU this week. It's a weird one. Not that UM 7-0 with what they had. It was a talented team. I didn't know if they're going to win all the games or not to this point, but maybe the biggest surprise in college football might be the biggest surprise, a team that went undefeated in the regular season last year. And is 1-6 this year, Florida State. Just got a little bit screwed at not getting in the playoffs. Would have definitely been in this year with that team last year, even with all the quarterbacks hurt. 21-point favorites. Miami Hurricanes are 21-point favorites in this game Saturday night. FSU is 1-6, and they are struggling to score points. Struggling. So maybe the Miami Hurricane offense can clean some defense can clean some things up here a little bit, and it doesn't, because I got to tell you, I think Florida State is going to play. They got 20 something kids from South Florida. It's not going to be effort. It won't be that. But do they continue to make the same mistakes and have the same problems offensively? Poor quarterback play on down, but they got a lot of guys. A lot of guys transferred to Florida State last year from South Florida. Got a bunch of guys from American Heritage Plantation and guys that Miami liked originally coming out of high school. So we'll see. See what you know they're going to play hard, but I know, Woody, you think it's going to be a blowout.
Don't put that on me. I mean, the spread's 21.5.
No, it's
man.
Big.
I mean – and someone, by the way, was quick to point out that the Virginia Tech spread was 17.5.
Yeah.
And I just don't think Florida State and Virginia Tech have a whole lot in common with as far as how good they've played this season, but I...
All I know is Miami Hurricanes have been in three tight games in the ACC.
Yes.
And probably more to come.
Do you think this is going to be a tight game? You think this is going to come down to the final quarter?
I think it's going to be tight for a while, yes.
Okay.
I do. Now, usually...
That seems, by the way, what most people think.
Usually, a lot of the real good teams figure it out somewhere in the third quarter, and all of a sudden, you know, you've given everything. And by the way, with this team, with Cam Ward, he gets on a roll somewhere in that third quarter into the fourth quarter, and he can score. And all of a sudden, you're... mindset, and you've shown everything, and it's the track meet is on.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think offensively you should be able to have your way with these guys, right? You should be able to do whatever you want.
So
defensively, the defense needs to clean some things up, no question.
They're doing exactly what Louisville did. They're telling, hey guys, they're having that big team meeting. 90 guys show up, and they're going, hey, we need to do something special on special teams, and they did. Louisville gets a kickoff return, a fake punt for a first down to go on and score. And then they're going, and we've got to score against their defense a bunch. Miami Hurricane defense, we got to score. They did. Louisville scored a lot of points. And even saying that, Miami Hurricanes were up 14 a couple of times in that game. Even with your problems on special teams, listen, usually in a game that's pretty close, Woody, a kickoff return and a fake punt that leads to a touchdown, basically 14 points on special teams, that's usually the difference. That'll kill you in the NFL. That will kill you, along with turning the ball over Florida State four times, will also kill you on your way to a loss, the first time in history of your program, to Duke. Got a bunch of Tua stuff to get to, and if you missed the sound, we do want to come back and play it for you. He's returning to practice Wednesday. I thought communications and they did a handled it just what they needed to do. I give that girl credit, man. Somebody's got to think out how we're going to handle this, because football people, that's not their job to kind of, once she finds out, here's what's going to happen. Tua's going to play on Sunday. We got a few things still left to do, but Tua's going to be back practicing Wednesday. And there's a lot of people out there. It's going to be a PR nightmare, so let's get Tua out there and let people know that he really wants to come back and he wants to play. And thought they did a great job yesterday. And done a lot of great jobs and everything, but that was handled really well with 11 left. And I saw this coming a few weeks ago, and he really wants to play. Stuff was leaking out from only people from Tua's camp. And you were hearing more and more. Nick Saban jumped in there, and I went, he's coming back. You're going to have to fight him to keep him off the football field. He's going to scream and yell because that guy wants to come back and play. And he said everything. I know a lot of people still going to disagree with his system, but it's to his body. It's to his choice. So he's going to be back, and if you haven't heard it, we'll play it for you when we come back.
Somebody must have cleared him, right? I mean, well, not right. Obviously, somebody
to this point,
him
yes,
to return. So
now they're saying,
and
well,
everyone's like, who's the neurologist that did?
Well, he's got more. I guess there's more neurologists. I don't know. Was there first tier, second tier, third tier neurologist? Now we got the final neurologist, the closer neurologist, to see him. Listen, man.
Well, I don't think they gave him like a for sure answer of like, hey, if you get one more, it's going to be, you know, life.
I don't even think they can do that.
Oh, probably not.
All they can do is, listen, man, you know what happens if you get a lot of these? In case if you don't know, call a couple of the 60-year-old guys or 50-year-old guys that have seen guys commit suicide or don't know what day it is, or, you know, and we'll send you some of those guys if you want to talk to them. But outside of that, hey, man, I tell the Larry Zonka story, so I don't know what the percentages are of this stuff, and not pretending I do, but I know Larry Zonka was one of the most physical, violent players in the history of the Miami Dolphins. Does everybody agree with that? You look back at him running guys over for a living, pounding, getting called penalties for running over the top of safeties, and he led everything with that broken nose and that helmet. That bad helmet and that broken nose feared no one. And he shattered people. And nobody can tell a story right now better than Larry Zonka. He is the number one storyteller that when you get an hour and Uncle Larry wants to tell stories, I'm friggin' listening. You should have seen us. We're all like a bunch of little kids. Zonk started telling stories on a cruise ship while we're having a few drinks. It was beautiful, man. All right. Hey, listen, we've got more stuff to get to here. Omar's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, and we'll talk to him. Tua had a lot of things, though. No guardian cap. Got to play smart coming back. And I want to lead this team in 2-4, 16-10 loss. And honestly, we're going to find out, even if Tua plays well or doesn't play well, how good's his team? We don't know that. There's nobody out there can tell me, no. I know. I know we're either not really good or we're going to be a lot better with them. I want to see if we got holes in this team or not. And you got a chance to win four of the next five games. I'm not being a pig about this. Get four of the next five. And yes, the other teams coming in are saying the same thing about looking at their schedule and saying we're playing the Dolphins. That is accurate. Right now, I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T are nothing to mess with, man. Nothing to mess with. And seeing more and more people talking about it. And I want to let you know that if you've dealt with it, man, don't worry about it, because Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of ED and low T. Energy levels bad, not where you want it to be. You're tired. You've been grumpy. If you've been called a grumpy old man, you probably have low T. If you're irritable and just almost depressed sometimes, you get up and just don't feel it. And your sex drive is right there with it. Your wife's making excuses. Don't worry about it. It's all part of getting older. Doesn't have to be with Atlantic Men's Clinic, boy. Schedule a consultation on Atlantic Men's Clinic today. I had such great results, and I had full-blown low T and ED. My name is Joe Rose, and I ain't lying to you, man. It was bad. And Atlantic Men's Clinic, boy, that first appointment was everything to me. Explained everything to me. I said, let's do it, man. Let's get rolling here. And Florida licensed medical provider meets with you. You get your testing done. You find out your numbers, and here you go. You're off and running, and next thing you know, it's gone. Everything. ED, low T, it's gone. Six locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them today. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment, man. If you've been going through this, you don't have anybody to turn to, just do it. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com today.
There were a lot of people out there legitimately worried about your health and making sure that you're okay. Mm-hmm. What would you say to those that are worried that you might get hurt again, and this is something that's going to continue?
I appreciate your concern. I really do. I love this game, and I love it to the death of me. That's it. It's got to be smart. That's it. It's got to be smart. My entire time playing football, I've been a competitor, and that, you know, is or was sort of my edge when I would run from high school. Even in college, I would do the same thing. But it's a professional, you know, setting. This is the professional level, the best of the best. You know, you just can't be doing that. So definitely got to stay more available for the team, for the organization, for our guys. Well, how much risk do we take when we get up in the morning to go drive to work? Get into a car crash, maybe. I don't know. Everything, I think, takes risk. So to answer that question, every time we all suit up, we're all taking a risk that we could potentially get hurt, whether it's a concussion, a broken bone, anything. You get up off of the bed the wrong way, you potentially could risk you spraining your ankle. There's just risk in any and everything. And I'm willing to play the odds. That's it.
Wow. Tua Tagovailoa speaking yesterday. As they know the question was coming. Is Tua coming back? And they go, oh, no, we got one better. He's going to talk today. He's going to be here. Mike McDaniel will talk about it a little bit going forward, and we'll get you set up. He's going to return to practice Wednesday. What are they saying? Would he still got to meet with a couple more neurologists? Like, how many more can he meet with?
I guess that's kind of what Mike was saying. I'm guessing he's good to go, though, man.
Yes.
He didn't get up there yesterday and say all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to end up sitting this week. But
well,
and you know what? By the way, did you hear what he said at the end of it? He goes, that's it. After he said that it's my decision,
that's
and
it.
I'm playing the odds.
There's nothing else.
That's it.
I appreciate
so
what my neighbors
say what they
think.
Want all week long.
Yeah. I appreciate what every mom thinks. I appreciate what every professional thinks on what I should do. But I made up my own mind. We are free to do what we want, even in the NFL. And I want to keep playing. And I know I got to play smarter. Try to stay away from these bad boys as much as you can. Hey, man, you're coming back. I'm all for it. And by the way, if things don't go well and we see another one, there's no reason to go pointing fingers at anybody. The team, the league, there's no reason to do it. You can't stop somebody from not working. Woody, you can jump in anytime you want. He's got a right if he wants to.
I've told you from the beginning, I think this is different than like any other job in life. Like, this is, you know, the guy's at the top of the mountain of professional sports. He plays the most important position in all of sports. And, you know, I just don't think it's as easy as everyone makes it out to be to just walk away.
Right.
And if you listen to that thing yesterday, clearly he cares. And we just played, I mean, you just heard him say that football is his life.
Yeah.
So.
And by the way, the other part of this, and it has nothing to do with it, Tim Boyle's probably going to be your starting quarterback if he can't play.
Well, that does have nothing to do with it.
It has nothing, but I'm just telling you what you're looking at.
I understand that, but I...
Tua starts against Arizona. Tim Boyle starts against Arizona.
I don't... If the backup was playing, you know, really well, I still think Tua would be coming back. So I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I agree.
But I don't know, man. Everyone's got opinions on this, clearly, and...
I've heard him every day.
Tua, I think, kind of dropped the mic at the end of that one. He goes, that's it. And it's his decision.
He didn't drop the ball. How far you want to go on it? Well, you just want to pound somebody. So you want him to just sit there and keep going. He goes, that's it. There's nothing else to talk about. I made the decision.
Oh, and they asked him about the hat, the Guardian thing, and he goes, no. And
you
they
have
go,
that?
Why?
Play
and
that.
He goes, well, this is my choice.
Right. I don't want to wear it. So you can be mad about that.
He was pretty clear yesterday, and I thought he did a really good job up there.
Yeah.
But he was very, very clear.
Like, there's no reason to keep talking about this. There's no other angle question. I just told you, I appreciate everybody caring about me. I'm really tired of talking about it. I just want to get back. I want to be Tua. Not Tua, the guy that's walking around with a concussion. Whew. So anyway, we'll see.
You're riled up this morning.
Coffee. A lot of it's coffee, and I slept a lot yesterday. I told you.
I know you got a nice nap in there, right?
I did. I got a nice power nap in.
You needed it, though. You had a rough Sunday.
I had a lot of, and I almost know when they're coming. You know how you get people give me, I haven't changed my phone number in 100 years. Yeah. By the way, if you have my number from 100 years ago, it's still the same. Don't worry. I didn't change it.
It's on the Twitter profile page.
That's not
funny. We just put it out there
that's
in case people need to reach out to you outside of business hours.
But I do get a lot of people that like to give me their opinions during the game when they're or at the end of the game when they're really mad and about something happens. And
do you just check your phone after calling a 10-point clunker like that and just do you see a bunch of messages?
Yeah, it starts with family and works its way to friends.
I also think people underestimate how miserable of a Sunday you actually had. Like, spending 4 hours calling that thing. You got to fly back with the team, which I assume those flights are relatively unpleasant. Right? Well, after the team plays like that.
I will tell you.
I know they're
all
trying to be
thing.
Happy, but.
No. It was a very quiet plane. Very quiet. Honestly, I'd have been really salty sitting with 7-0 Bo and Jimmy if I had heard a bunch of guys up jumping around like, it's over, let's have a good time, worry next week.
You calling him 7-0 Bo now, too?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
I'm going to ask him. I can't wait to ask him about the next five.
Oh.
So the next five, the Cardinals at home. I'm going to pull a Rex Ryan. Cardinals at home. At the Bills. You got the Rams, Raiders, and Patriots. Outside of the Bills, who are one of the best teams in AFC.
Those three you just named, they stink. Rams are bad. Raiders are bad. Patriots are bad.
And you got to beat the Cardinals at home. So, now. I'm not saying it's going to happen because they may be. I think Raiders and Patriots are just a mess right now. Quarterback down. They got problems. And Patriots now being called soft. And hell, we've heard all the things they're saying about the other teams. We've heard them in the past years. You need to get 4 or 5. You need to get 4 or 5 and get your record back at because the last six. So the Jets, by the way, the Jets are complaining like the Jets better make the playoffs and they're 2-5. I was like, they're 2-5. You're talking about you almost got to be perfect to get in the playoffs at 2-5 the rest of the way. When you're 2-5 is one of the worst records. And we're talking about the Jets who have played one more game than we have. All right, Woody, we got
the Dolphins a playoff team, Joe? I mean, is it still?
Right now, they're not a playoff team. They don't even look like a playoff team. So
no, they
don't.
See. They don't even look close.
No.
But
by the way, anybody
can
says
they turn it around? Do you think that it's possible? I happen to think there's some bigger issues than just the quarterback spot. But
yeah, well, that is one.
I don't know that this
things.
Is just a plug in and we're back thing.
Tua can get the two guys more involved on the outside, and the running game should stay. I mean, actually, I got to tell you, man. This offensive line coach that they have, is really good because their run blocking has been really, really good. Like, you know what's crazy? You only scored 10 points in that game, and your offensive line played one of their best games. My eyeballs told me they played one of their best games. They were opening up some serious assholes. And by the way, they had some runs called back, a 30-yard run called back. And you still scored 10 points. And usually we're blaming the offensive line. All right, we got to go to break here. Take a minute. What's wrong?
Serious ass holes. I like that. That was good.
Oh, I didn't do that on purpose.
That was good. Good job.
Some big holes.
Yeah. No, we got you.
That's not going away now, is it?
I don't think we can use that one because I don't think you're supposed to say that. But
well, that's why I started saying ass clowns and not ass.
Yeah, I know. But you said it in a different way, though. Okay. So I think it's okay.
You're such a, gosh. I'm never safe around you. I'll tell you who I am safe around, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yep, the partners of Cohen and Judah. Personal injury attorneys implantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish. I don't know how many law firms can say that with partners. More than 30 years of experience, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough to call you back. I want to tell you about Cohen and Judah. Matter of fact, go to CohenandJudah.com and read the reviews. Partners who you can always get a hold of. Communication, like no matter how big or small you are, really, communication, especially when you've had an injury, is like, to me, is the most important thing, like keeping your clients updated on their case. Let them know how they're doing. And a lot of the big boys, they're spending a lot of money on TV and radio. They don't even handle the cases. And number two, not taking shots at anybody, but they're turning over a bunch of cases. Somebody just joined the law firm and what? And you're trying to get a hold of them, and you don't even know who's handling your case, and you're frustrated. Well, you can call Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah if you're going through that frustration right now, because I do know this. They'll get you great results, and more importantly, you'll be able to talk to them. Even on the weekends, you can talk to these guys, partners who really do care. I'm telling you right now, get on the phone with you, and they'll answer all your questions you might have right now. Anything that's caused by negligence of others, go to CohenandJudah.com. That's 866-FAIR-FEE, 866-FAIR-FEE. I'm telling you, Harvey and Gary do care. They really do. Once you get to know them, you'll be glad and going, hey, thanks for telling me about those guys, Joe. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. They are all in on you. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, let's lighten things up a little bit. What do you have here for us today?
I feel like I probably should have ran this by you, but I believe we have a couple of pairs of opening night Heat tickets to give away.
No way.
That's what I'm hearing. So
you have them? I mean, are you seeing something, or are you just
guessing?
That's
what I'm seeing. Nope, that's what I'm seeing. It looks like by the way, I think we're going to have tickets all week for people here. So
it can't be for other games, then, is what you're saying, because the Orlando Magic play tomorrow. We don't have tickets for that, do we?
We do.
Well, we got a lot of people want to go.
I would think, it's man, an opener, opening night man. Should be good. Opening night's good. They got, by the way, the new scoreboard. I'm kind of excited to see the new scoreboard.
Okay.
So we got that, you know, going over there. But,
I can't wait to see the starting five stay healthy and see how they do together.
Oh, that's what you want to see. I want to see the scoreboard. You want to see the
actual product,
five.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Fair enough. All right, we'll have those for you as we continue on here. First things first, though, Joe, Apple TV, we're going to sports documentaries because we don't have enough.
We don't have enough?
No, apparently not. They're going to be following along with this might actually be interesting. They're going to follow along with the Yankees and the Dodgers as they compete here in the World Series. And, of course, there's a lot of star power in this upcoming World Series.
They've already done a documentary. It was great. On I told you about Garvey from the Dodgers and how a lot of guys disliked him and their way to playing against each other. And they had Reggie Jackson with the Yankees, and he and Munson and those guys didn't get along. By the way, you talk about really good teams, and the guys on the teams didn't like each other. It was amazing. That's a great documentary. You can't top that.
Well, they're going to try. They do have this one coming up here. So
man, they're just
gonna
desperate.
Try, but I don't know if they're desperate. I think this will be interesting.
You can't beat, like, all the drama. Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson, like, he took him out of a friggin' game, pulling out of right field for not hustling. And they were ready to fight in the dugout. That's documentary shit right there. Stuff.
You're losing it, bro.
All right,
get it together, okay?
All right.
All right, college football numbers are out, and as you could imagine, big numbers for ABC and the SEC over the weekend. Any thoughts, Joe, on what the top game was?
Well, I'm guessing Miami and Louisville.
No, it was not the top-rated game.
Georgia and Texas.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I tried
to do the Homer special.
I know, but Georgia and Texas, they got together in prime time, and that one had 12.9 million viewers.
Not surprised. Closest thing to the NFL. By the way, that game was the closest thing to the NFL you're going to see.
So this is actually kind of interesting here. So Alabama and Tennessee had 10.7 million viewers. They said last Saturday's SEC on ABC doubleheader was the first time in 28 years a single network aired two college football games that both surpassed 10 million viewers.
Wow.
Last time it happened was 96.
That's why they're paying a lot of money, Woody, for those rights to have more of those games.
Yeah. All right, you ready to get to the memorabilia stuff here, Joe?
I knew you'd have a little bit. That's your thing.
You brought up to me this morning, you brought up a Jordan card, and it got me thinking. I saw this on the web this week, Joe, and a 1984 star Michael Jordan card. Now, this is like the 1986 Fleer is the iconic Jordan rookie, right? But there are people that believe this is kind of like the true Jordan
Woody, I don't
rookie.
Know, man. Don't look at me. I'm listening to you there, pal. I don't know.
Well, we just had a PSA graded 7.5 sell for $93,000.
Is that where's 7.5? Is that a good card? Good shape, right?
7.5 would be pretty good for a card like that. Yes, would be just to give you an idea. A PSA 3 goes.
You know, you're slowly getting me into this stuff. Like now, I find myself good. The other day I got caught looking at some old cards.
But that's why I told you, you got to bring them in. Let's see what you got. A PSA 3 went for $20,000, around the $20,000 range. A PSA 9, Joe, to give you an idea of the difference in price,
yeah,
went for a little over $1 million in a private sale in September of 2024 here.
Oh, man.
PSA 8, $244,000 back in 2024.
Is it love you think at that when you're paying that kind of money, or is it an investment you think your million's going to be someday it's going to be worth a lot more? Or is it just, I got so much money, I'll do whatever I want?
People that trade, that deal in these sorts of things, I do believe think these things are going to increase in value. They usually do, to be honest.
Oh, man.
The problem becomes, like, you know, how many generations down the road are going to know who Michael Jordan is?
Yeah.
Is Michael Jordan going to remain as, like, iconic in 20 years and 30 years as he is now?
Really?
That's a tough question.
You know what I'm
right?
sitting here doing? I had to tell you a weird one. I'm sitting here mad at my father who's 90 years old. How can you be mad at your dad who's 90 years old? I'm mad because that guy should have known when I had those cards, all those cards as a kid, I mean hundreds of those bad boys, that he didn't say, eat the gum and go put those cards away. Don't touch them. We're going to keep them in a cool area for the next 50 years. Nobody did
that. Yeah, but you could say that about any of these items. I mean, if you had if you thought in 1986 to go, you know, rack up, you know, get a bunch of Fleer boxes, which I'm sure they were giving away.
So the day I moved out, went to college, they moved and put all those stuff out. Said that first thing that's going is those cards.
Well, one thing that is going as we continue on with the memorabilia stuff here, Joe, the Shohei Ohtani ball.
Yeah, where is it?
It's over 2.4 now. They say that this ball could end up going for anywhere from $5 to $10 million now. They think there's going to be some bidding here at the end.
How long can you bid on this ball? It's been like a friggin' month, it seems like.
Yeah, it has been a month. I believe it's up to Thursday this week, but I'm guessing because of
some late bids are coming in.
Yeah,
the big boys are coming in.
The heavy hitters, the whales.
Guys that are hitting cleanup, okay.
This 50-50 thing has been really wild, though, man. They sold 650,000 copies of that Topps Now card. that they printed. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff around this 50-50 thing that Ohtani did that's been, like, kind of crazy here.
Boy, these card companies must just be making stupid money.
Topps is doing very well. It's all Fanatics now.
Fanatics,
yeah.
They are fanatical.
Dodgers and Yankees World Series, Joe. We knew this would be an expensive ticket here. Game one, any thoughts on what the get-in price could be?
$1,049
is the get-in price for game one. That goes up to, I imagine this will come down. It's at $1,900 for game two, and then gets pretty bad when it gets to New York here. The cheapest ticket for game three at the moment, $1,600. Game four, a little lower at $1,460.
Woody, I haven't asked you. You ask me all the time. Who are you rooting for to win that series? You got to like somebody.
Oh, man.
Don't tell me you're looking for a good seven-game series. Who do you want?
So the problem is I do like Ohtani a lot.
All right.
But with that being said, I would like to see Stanton and Jazz win one, especially Stanton.
All right.
Right? He's our guy.
By the way, always likable guys, both of them.
Yeah.
Nobody forced somebody to give him that kind of money and then trade him.
All right, and finally here...
Picked up half a salary when he got traded. Yeah.
This happened yesterday here. If you remember that video, the Ravens fan that attacked the two Washington fans in the street there, kind of like unprovoked,
yeah.
And then was like flexing for the camera afterwards. Yeah. They found out who he was right afterwards. He ended up getting fired from his job.
Well, that's automatic.
But the good news is he actually had to turn himself into police yesterday. And he is, first degree aggravated assault, 3 counts of second degree assault. Long story short, anything less than, 20 years would be unacceptable here.
I got to tell you, he's lucky when he knocked the guy out.
Yeah, that he didn't die.
That he did, when he hit his head on pavement, that he didn't die.
Or the second guy that he slammed into a brick wall, yeah.
That being out on your feet and not being, you talk about a concussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a lot of wild stuff happening at these games.
The hell's
that
going
one was
on, man.
Like, I mean, I wasn't even expecting. He just kind of attacked some couple people there.
You know, I'm not so sure. Sometimes baseball's not just because I see some of the West Coast fights at Padres games and Dodgers games. I'm not so sure. I mean, football's bad. I'm guessing football's number one for fights.
Yeah, I would think so. But your West Coast baseball games get pretty nasty out
they,
there.
They which get.
I don't understand.
I don't get
I'm
it
from
either.
Here, so like, I don't.
I don't get it either. I know the Padres, Giants, and Dodgers don't like each other. I do know that. And most of it is all towards the Dodgers. So some bad, bad blood. I mean, you get traded to those teams and automatically you know to start like throwing at guys and telling them to get your ass in the dugout. I struck you out and there's nothing you can do about it. Shut up. That Manny Machado stuff. That was crazy.
So let's do this. You want to tease people, and at some point we can give these away. We do have Heat Magic tickets for tomorrow.
Let's do it in the 8 o'clock. We got one pair?
I believe so.
All right.
Well, I have at least one. Well, does that work for you?
What for this game for tomorrow? For the Orlando game?
Definitely have for tomorrow.
Okay.
Like 100%.
Man,
I might have for the Knicks as well. I'm seeing the Knicks on here.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
So I think that's what we have. I think we have one for each game. Those are good. Those are both good.
Let's do it.
Either get the opening night or you get the Knicks.
Let's do an 8 o'clock hour.
No Knicks fans, by the way.
Oh, don't. Why do you do? You just, okay.
Well, we'll do like a Heat
trivia. So somebody can lie to you. How are you going to know?
Because we're going to do like a Heat trivia that only a Heat fan would know.
They can look it up in 2 seconds.
We'll make it really hard. You're good at those.
I'm good at finding stuff, on the internet. I can use and say I thought of it myself. Hey, we've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up. Omar Kelly's going to join us. I've got a lot of Dolphin stuff that we have not touched besides Tua, including some players that have been activated, what they might do at some positions, and some changes that might be taking place. We'll have all that stuff for you with Omar Kelly coming up here. But first, I want to talk to you about one of the great quarterbacks here in South Florida in the mortgage industry. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Well, I'll tell you what, 35 years he's been in the business, got some great programs. He's about great service. He's not only about great service, but getting you the best rates, taking care of you, getting you approved quickly. He does a lot of things. He does them well because The guy's always working. He truly works even as much on Saturday and Sunday as he does Monday through Friday. You can always get a hold of him. First-time home buyer, wondering about your rates and getting approved. He can do it for you. Fixed rates in the fives right now for you. If you found a place you really like, if you're self-employed and been declined by the banks, don't worry. Michael Kotze's got a great program for you. And one of the favorites they've been doing and been really good at and get you approved and get you a lot of equity out of your home is the reverse mortgage. It's one of the most popular mortgages we have. That's actually more popular than ever right now. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. If you're sitting there with your home paid off or almost paid off and got a lot of equity in it and could really use it, man, call Michael Kotze. He can get you approved in half the time of the big banks. Google reviews on the web. Find out what people are saying about Choice Mortgage reviews. You're going to be impressed with the work that he's been doing for a long, long time. The guy works 7 days a week. He truly has no life. He's always working. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.